fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. All right, listen, how many times have you wasted your time with somebody who's never going to be your customer? You get all excited to meet with them. You spend some time. You type stuff up. You bond. They think you're amazing. You have a cup of coffee. They give you a donut. They're like, man, you're really cool. We've seen your company around, this and that. And in your mind, you're like, man, I got this job. It's in the bag. And then after you spend a bunch of time doing the thing you do, getting them the numbers and all that, what do? They ghost you. They blow you off, or they tell you you're way too expensive or whatever. All right. So if you're sick of that runaround and you want to be able to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, then you're going to want to go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we have a little guide there that will help you spot the cheap customers immediately before you spend time with them. This is an invaluable tool. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you're only spending your time with people that are truly going to be your customers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab your guide right now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, sales and dating are the same. I'm trying to close the deal and I'm going to brag about all the accomplishments and all my material possessions. Am I right, Tim?
Yeah. You know, Greg, I remember having all these cars when I was growing up. Because I thought it would, you know, it's like an extension of myself. You know how that works and what they say about that.
That's why I drive a huge truck, Tim.
That's what I hear. So, when we first started dating, Greg, we're trying to create this connection with the other person. And we do all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, we call a lot because we didn't have texting back then. And sometimes she'd pick up, sometimes she wouldn't. Sometimes she'd say she's busy, whatever it was. Tell stuff stories in her head that they're interested. We pursue them. And a lot of the times it came down to they're just not being totally honest with us and they're not telling the truth about how they really feel. And you say to yourself, well, I really didn't do anything wrong. I just told her how awesome I was and how great I was, and how much money I had, and how awesome my family was, and we weren't dysfunctional and there were no problems. But creating that emotional bond, that thing that, I mean, you can't, I mean, maybe it was different for you, Greg. Probably you just wanted to get with a girl and just, you know, get your hand or, you know, go for the home run, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go out, what's the point of going home? You want to get it done that day. I want it done. Bang, boom.
Yeah. That's the ABCs of sale, man. You'll always be closing. But that's not the way. And you know what? And the similarities are just so close when you're talking about your sales and you're talking about a relationship. I mean, my wife and I were out to dinner probably about a month ago. And we people watch because we're at that age right now. We just kind of watch other couples. We kind of guess how long they've been together. Well, we saw this guy.
You watch other couples?
We watch other couples while they're having their dinner. And this guy was trying this guy was trying so hard at this girl. He's just like charming her, and he had his cowboy boots on, his flare bottoms, and he was just like he was working it. You could see it was probably the first date. Probably met her on one of those dating sites that you hear about. And wife and I are just like, this is ridiculous. It's just what a train wreck. And the guy had to be in his late 40s, 50s. I could see the whole thing going, but this guy was working like this is trying to close the deal. And the evening's coming to a close and it's getting late and they've had their drinks and she's going off to the girls' room and all that. But this guy's been working it so hard. And I'm saying this guy has no chance of closing this deal. He didn't lay back. He didn't play the long game. He wasn't listening. He was doing most of the talking. Have you witnessed this, Greg?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I could go back probably on some of the dates that I went on when I was a young lad, I'm pretty sure they looked a lot like that when people were watching me like, this guy's an idiot. Yeah, I mean, Tim, if we could do then what we do now, right? Ask questions, communicate, and try to understand really what's important to somebody. I mean, I wonder what it would have happened then.
Yeah, you kind of think it, you know, because it's your first date or your second date, or you got a car and you're trying to show off. And, you know, you can't say to the girl, I'm just trying to figure out how we get from here to where we're going to get married and have kids.
Yeah, that might scare him a little bit.
Scare him.
Unless you got a stage 5 clinger. stage five clinger. Tim's like, let's do this. I'm ready to get married. And you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. You know what, Greg, is I was so fixated on having the physical part of the relationship, jumping to the end of the story. And I didn't realize the importance of the discovery phase, getting to know somebody, okay. to understand where they were coming from, what problems they had in their life. I mean, gosh, you know yourself, Greg, when you get married, you think everything's all fine. And then once the honeymoon's over, you see all these flaws that you never realized a person could actually have. Or even when you look in the mirror, you didn't realize the flaws you had.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it make sense to you when you go on a date to see if the other person's at a level where it's a good fit for you?
Yeah, I mean, now it's all about asking questions and understanding where they're at to see if it makes sense to go on the second date, right? I can't go for the home run anymore. I got to actually try to connect and make an emotional connection with them.
Right. But, you know, maybe marriage is not in the cards, but I don't know that right away. I mean, even if you ask the question, they say no. If the answer is no, that doesn't mean no, not forever. It means no for now. And you just can't take that personally.
Yeah. Where I grew up, no means go. So,
Virginia, I tell you, but you know, it could be just the cautious of the next step. It's so uncanny how much like the sales process is like a relationship, like the date, the first date. You can't go for a home run. You can't get in the third base the first date. A lot of times, you just take your time. Play it cool. It's a long game.
Yeah, I mean, and Tim, what would happen if you didn't do all these questions and try to understand the long game and just rust into a relationship? And you could realize that it's totally the wrong fit and being in a bad situation, right?
Well, I'll give you two answers, Greg, on that. One is, have you ever had a relationship where you jumped into it thinking that everything was so awesome because it was a hot chick? You didn't see the flaws.
Yeah, buddy.
But then you get into a relationship you can't get out of because it wasn't a good fit for you, but you were jumping into it, thought it was. And you can also compare it to a sales situation where you say, well, this guy's got all the money in the world. This person has all the money in the world. I want to work for them, but they're the worst customer in the world because it didn't go through the steps of understanding what they were all about. And maybe they didn't know about you. So we got to slow the process down, figure it out, not always be in the situation, the ABCs are selling, always be closing, because that's not what we're doing. Take it slow. Slow and steady wins a race.
Awesome. I love it. So, Tim, just to recap real quick here to close this out. So it sounds like sales is, you know, asking questions, get your prospects on the phone, have a conversation, and just kind of talk to them like your favorite uncle, right? They're your favorite uncle. And find out if there's something there on an emotional level that there's a connection so you can get to the next step.
Simple as that, my friend. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.